programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome once again to Travel World Radio. Across America, via satellite, around the world, at twc.ca. Earlier this summer, it was my pleasure to have visited Toronto for a midweek getaway. It's one of those cities that sometimes you say, well, I've been there before, I don't have to go back. But there's so much going on in Toronto. Toronto today is not the Toronto that it was 5 years ago. So you've got to make a return visit. And joining us on the line is Vanessa Somariba, the Media Relations Manager for Tourism Toronto. Welcome to Travel World, Vanessa.
Hi there. How are you?
Okay, doing fine. So let us in on some of the current secrets and current things going on in Toronto that will entice people back for that weekend getaway or that midweek holiday or somewhere to... You know, it's so close to get to Toronto. I mean, 1 hour, 2 hours from pretty well anywhere in the Northeast or Midwest on, you know, Air Canada, Porter, Via Rail. You're a major transportation hub.
Yes. No, well, we're very lucky to be so accessible. I mean, that's the number one thing. Is that, you know, I make a joke and I say, you know, to get to Toronto from some of these major cities could be like maybe 1 hour, you know, of sitting in traffic for someone's commute going to work. And it's like, come on over to Toronto. We're accessible and we're close. And there's tons of things going on, no matter what kind of visitor you are, whether it's the arts, whether you're sports, whether you're fashion. Little bit of everything.
Yeah, there's a little bit of everything there. So there's something for everyone in the family. For example, I enjoyed the couple of hours I spent at the Hockey Hall of Fame. I loved the restaurants. There's many different and unique restaurants. I mean, the old joke from 50 years ago that there was nowhere good to eat in Toronto. I mean, now there's too many places to choose from to eat in Toronto. And
definitely.
And just walking, you're a city of neighborhoods.
Yeah, it definitely is. And I mean, that's probably one of the highlights. I mean, as a local that lives here, but even when I have, you know, friends that come visit or obviously, you know, traveling visitors and that come here, they're just astonished at the variety that you can experience here. And what's great is you can get around by, you know, accessible by public transit, by foot. So, you know, you can find yourself on something like the Queen Street and find yourself in different faces of Queen Street. And, you know, you might find more, you know, a shopping area, then might find an artsy area, then, you know, an artistic area. And you just kind of walk around and you can find a little bit of everything. So it's definitely something for everyone. At the Hockey Hall of Fame, as you said, sports people, we've got it all.
And I think Willem has a few questions. He's also been to Toronto many times.
Sorry, say that again?
No, Willem Backus is my co-host, and he's joining me on the line now to ask a few questions, I believe.
Oh, good. Okay.
Greater Toronto area that stretches from Waterloo to Oshawa, all the way clear up to Barrie and the Simcoe region. And that's the running joke, because just about all of my family lives in the GTA in some variety. And in fact, you'll find somebody with my exact name who lives actually in Waterloo, and he is my cousin, so... But,
there you go. Not too far from Toronto at all.
My mother lives in Hamilton, so, I mean, literally everything you could possibly want is in Toronto. It was Meeting Place. It's actually one of the first newspaper articles I ever had published. It was all about Toronto. And
That's great to hear. Yeah, I mean, you know, lots of things have been, lots of buzz has been going on around Toronto recently, and actually Vogue listed West Queen West, one of our neighborhoods, as the second coolest, trendiest neighborhood in the world. So, you know, we're all very excited about that. So getting a lot of buzz around Toronto. And like you were saying earlier, all the different neighborhoods, you know, we've got Queen Street and Kensington and Dundas West and St. Lawrence Market.
Well, the distillery district, I mean, when I first started going to Toronto, it was all run down and nothing there. And now great restaurants and easy to get to. And enjoy just walking around on a warm summer's evening.
Absolutely. And so it's a carless area, as you saw. It, you know, was once just old factories, broken, obviously was once the distillery area, and then, you know, two men with a vision made it happen and have now turned that area into a destination where, you know, it's carless, beautiful cobblestone streets and tons of restaurants and boutique shopping. And what's really nice is every Christmas they have a German-style Christmas market. So, you know, if you're there in the summer or you're there in the winter, it's definitely a destination to stop by in. So,
Now, one of the things that you can't miss, the CN Tower obviously is Toronto's major landmark. It's in everything, even in the logo. They've stylized part of it. But one of the most interesting things is the new development, the Edgewalk at the CN Tower. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so the Edgewalk was is the newest attraction is on the CN Tower. I believe now it's in its fourth season, and it's considered the highest hands-free walk in the world. And basically, a new platform was built on there where you can experience a view of the city like no other. And you're strapped, you're harnessed in, of course, you know, nice and safe. And you get out there and you get a full hour tour of the city. And your guide has a video camera, so you get the whole experience on video. So you get to see, you know, the whole city from a different area. And then you get this video, you get photos, and you got, of course, you know, bragging rights when you're done. And there's really nothing similar to this kind of style in the world, and it's considered, again, like I said, the Guinness Book of World Records is highest hands-free walk in the world. And there's been wedding proposals up there. There's been a wedding up there. It's a great bonding experience. So it's been quite a big success for us. So
I'm a big chicken. I mean, a bonding experience for me would be I'd probably latch on to my wife, and she'd probably have to spend, you know, get surgery to have me removed. But seriously, this is like Las Vegas, eat your heart out, because it's a walk on the outside of the CN Tower, which is...
Yeah.
There's an awful lot of people get a great thrill out of that.
There's people that have traveled, you know, across the world to do it. You know, there's thrill seekers out there, and there's a little bit of something for every kind of traveler, you know. If that's your thing, then we've got it. And if you want to stay on the ground, then you can just close by to the CN Tower. Of course, you know, we've got what used to be the Sky Dome is now the Rogers Center, home to, right, you know, some of our big sports teams like the Blue Jays. And then right by there, you've got the waterfront, which, you know, is accessible to the Toronto Islands, which is a great summer destination. So, you know, in that small area there, you've got a lot of things. And then you just keep walking a bit north, and then you're walking into some of the other great neighborhoods, but, you know, past the Financial District. And then you've got great shopping areas like Queen West and the Eaton Center. And then you just keep going from there. I mean, I could keep talking about shopping if that's what you want me to keep talking about.
Well, also the architecture, because a lot of the buildings, particularly around, I think, Dundas West, it's very European, those modern office buildings. I thought I was maybe in Helsinki or Stockholm. Very, very, very avant-garde, very modern, a very different look to Toronto than the traditional financial core buildings.
Right, yeah, the Financial District definitely has its own, you know, unique look. And then, as you were saying, you know, earlier with the Distillery District, then it's got a very historical look, you know, being a, you know, historical part of the area and part of Old Toronto. Then you go to somewhere like Dundas West, which is Little Portugal, which, you know, has a very kind of different kind of neighborhood feel to it. So every kind of area has, you can kind of see by the architecture, tells you some kind of different story. And you can usually tell you're in a different area by the different architecture or, you know, the different, you know, feel to the area. And, you know, of course, you've got the different signs and the different, you know, the street signs that tell you what area you're in now. You know, one really unique and cool area that I always love to talk about is Kensington Market, which is just off of Chinatown, just near Chinatown. And it's not a market per se, like St. Lawrence Market. It's more of an area where you can find every, you know, it's a great vintage area of shopping, but then you've got great markets where you can, you know, get seafood and you can get vegetables, but then it's also an emporium of cultural foods, of Latin foods, European foods, and it's kind of this really eclectic little neighborhood that is just really unique to the city and really like nothing else that you can find in Toronto. So if you want a little bit of everything in one place, Kensington Market is definitely one that I would recommend.
And there's so many ethnic groups, and you know, it's like traveling the world. There's so many little enclaves around the city. Again, you take your day pass on the Toronto Transit Commission, the TTC, and you can ride the subway or ride the streetcars and get around.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for $11 for a day pass, and what's great is on the weekends or on holidays, for $11, that day pass will get you 2 adults and up to 4 kids. So the whole family can just jump on the transit and get around the city. And I always say, like, to visitors, you know, if you're on the transit, you just take a look at the train or the bus, and you'll just see a mix of cultures and, integrated, and you know, you'll hear languages, and it's just such a great city for that. And, you know, I can attest to that, you know, being born and raised in Toronto and just being a part of that culture. And, you know, we were saying earlier about the different foods, that kind of ties back to that. Whatever you're in the mood for, you know, whatever kind of obscure ethnic food you're into, or, you know, maybe you grew up with, you can definitely find it in Toronto. So there's a little bit of all the different cultures in the different neighborhoods. You know, we've got the Little Italy's and the Koreatowns and the Chinatowns.
Vanessa, we got to wrap up right now. So thanks for joining us here on the Travel World Radio Show. Once again, please come back and telling us all about Toronto. Will and Backus, Travel World Radio.
You're listening to Travel World.